look back, I can see that it's you met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify.
Well, hello everybody. How you doing? This is CA for a very special edition on our podcast show. Normally we do a lot of morning ones, but today I've got a great Bible study we're going to be doing, especially with Thanksgiving coming around. And it just so happens I have a special guest that's going to stop by for a little while, give you a little bit of Christian comedy. We haven't had that in a while because this has been a very much of a traumatic year this year in the life of the Hall family, especially on my side of the family. So, our topic today here in just a little bit is going to be, what does it really mean to give thanks in all things, in everything? Okay? Again, my topic's going to be, what does it really mean to give thanks in all things, in everything? But we got to have a little bit of Christian comedy, because we haven't done that in a while. Again, this is CA, on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio network here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth on a what? Friday evening. In fact, tomorrow they're going to have the Parade of Lights in downtown Fort Worth, so the Christmas tree's coming. What? Yes, CA knows just like y'all do. The Christmas tree comes early. Okay, well, let's kick it off. You know who he is. We hadn't heard him in a while. Let's get the deke ready. What do you say? He wants to talk to y'all, so let's boogie-woogie for just a little bit. Loosen those joints, and let's get ready for Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas. Stand by. There we go, a little bit of You Got It, Sister Sledge. Let's give him a cheer. All right, come on, let's give him a hand clap. We normally do all this in the morning, but it's a special evening edition on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio about some morning crow or evening crow. All right, quit laughing at him. We know he's funny. Hey, police officer, don't whistle. Don't whistle Fort Worth PD at him. Give him another one. There you go. All right, all right. All right, drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for the Deke.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. Your friend, my friend, came in specially this evening here at the Castleberry. He's from the Castleberry, I should say, Baptist Church. Baptist Church, as he says. In Tyler, Texas, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown. Deacon, I have not talked to you in such a while.
C.A., I know I was beginning to wonder if you might have retired from iHeartRadio.
No, I have not. I'm still here. There's been some private family business on my side that I can't get into discussion about, but hopefully one day we'll be able to share a testimony on it. But I will tell you, during this lesson today...
Oh, you're going to be teaching a lesson finally, huh? Hold on a second. Charlie, dust off that. It's been a long time since CA's been Bible teaching. You know what I mean?
Okay. Enough with the comedy on that one. What does it really mean to give thanks in all things, in everything?
Oh, CA, that sounds like it's going to be an interesting topic. I'm going to have to listen to that podcast when it comes up.
That's right, Deacon. So much me and you, we haven't caught up in a while. I've had some traumatic things happen. I'm going to be giving thanks myself. This is a very special Thanksgiving edition that I wanted to throw in this evening. And I want to thank you for driving all the way to Tyler, Texas to here.
C.A., we're up at a hotel over here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And I'm going to tell you something, Miss Mildred, she's getting herself all dyed up. Because she was going to go shopping. Now, I told her that the Black Fridays have already started rolling with the deals. Not just ain't even at Wally World, but everywhere else.
That's right. Absolutely, Deacon. I agree. They have now, Black Fridays is still popular on that day. However, earlier and earlier and earlier. In fact, I remember seeing something that was in the middle of October at a particular place, which I won't mention, for Black Friday.
Oh, that's a little odd.
Yes, it is. So, anyway, well, happy shopping tomorrow for you and your wife, Miss Mildred. Are y'all going to be staying for the Parade of Lights? It's supposed to be happening in downtown Fort Worth tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. We're staying two nights in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, but I had to come by the studio to see you. And Miss Mildred said, honey, go ahead and visit with C.A. He probably has some coffee for you. And I see here you have some Hostess coffee. That's kind of unusual.
It is. We're drinking Hostess hot cocoa, compliments of Ollie's. If any of y'all are in the area, stop by Ollie's, O-L-L-I-E-S, or order online, ollies.com. They have Hostess. That's right, Hostess coffee. Something different. I still have
them. Now, you still have your pumpkin spice, right?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I got to go tomorrow morning to the store and go pick up some Folgers and some, well, I have some pumpkin spice. So I may need to sneak and get a little bit more for Face Studio One here in Fort Worth, and at home too as well.
Oh yeah, you gotta have that 100% Colombian.
Yeah, 100% Colombian, Deacon. You got that right. Yes, but this Hostess has got the Twinkie flavor. It's delicious. Twinkies, snowballs. Remember snowballs, guys, growing up? Man, those were fun. I tell you, when my mom packed my lunch back when I was a youngster.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad. See ya.
In elementary school, I was always looking forward to eating that snowball. One of my buddies tried to take it out of my lunch kit. In fact, he did one day when he told me to go get some napkins, and I went and I came back, and my snowball was missing. I was a little bit upset, so where's it at?
Well, I don't know. Sounds like to me it's a little fishy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but boys will be boys, and that's okay, back in my younger years. But anyway, switching topics, again, Ollie's, O-L-L-I-E-S, is the one that has the Hostess mixed coffee. I recommend you ordering it online, or if you're near an Ollie store, ask them. Say, hey, do y'all have the Host is Keurig, K-E-R-G, K-Cups, and it's got the cappuccino, everything. All you do is just push the button, and it fires off, and it's delicious, guys. It is delicious.
Sounds like a win. I better get some for church, you know what I mean?
I don't blame you, Deacon. So what's been going on? Now, we haven't caught up in a while. Like I said, I've had some things kind of happening. Some close calls, as you may. And I can't go into fine line details. A lot of my prayer partners probably remember what I was kind of going through, the journey that I've been kind of been on. But I'm going to tell you, Deacon, myself, as I'll share near the end of this Bible teaching, I'll share a little bit about what this year has brought for me and what I'm giving thanks to the Lord about. So I got to ask you, what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
When was that? Like July, August?
Somewhere around there.
Well, see, hey, I just been busy. But, you know, I did take the grandchildren trick-or-treating. Oh, my goodness, they had so much candy. I had me and Miss Mildred. We had to search that up, make sure everything was okay.
I understand completely. Very important.
Are you a grandfather yet?
No, I'm not yet. Cody and Christine, that's oldest son, U.S. Marine Cody, who comes on the air every once in a while, and his wife, my daughter-in-law, Christine, they're working on it. I told them to take their time, and in God's timing, one day I will be a grandfather. So it's no big hurries. I've told my son no pressures. He kind of laughed about that.
Well, tell him to go on the Deacon Love Boat. They'd take care of the problem.
Okay, now we're rated G. We got to keep this clean, okay?
You got it, C.A. But yeah, anyway, other than that, I just want to tell you, I know you're probably going to ask me.
Yeah, I want to ask you, before I let you go, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. I'm thankful for my grandchildren. I'm thankful also for my children, although they can get on my nerves sometimes. But I tell you what, I'm very thankful. Every day I can get up, put 2 feet on the ground, and know that Jesus Christ has me, and he has me all over the place when I go crazy. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen. Deacon, always good to talk to you. Stop by anytime, and God bless you. You have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving.
You too, C.A., and other iHub Radio listeners, hang in there for C.A. He needs all the love and support you can give him. It's been a tough year for this man. Tough journey.
Amen. And Deacon, you know all about it. Okay, well, God bless you, brother. We're going to go ahead and start on a Bible lesson today. What does it really mean? And feel free to take notes. To give thanks in all things and everything. Well, let's start off with this. Thankfulness is a complicated state of mind. State of being, I should say, friends. When life is good and someone is getting as they want or is easy to achieve, when life is hard and nothing goes right, we've all been there, right? If it is hard to have the spirit of gratitude, in fact, for many people, difficult times or circumstances are the easiest excuse to justify ingratitude. Now, the Bible has much to say about being thankful, and its message runs counter to the existence of man. In fact, if you go back in his letter to the church of Thessalonica, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Highlight, make notation if you have to, if you need to. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Despite seemingly difficult tasks for people, the Bible, friends, is the full of hope, of God's unshakable, and I'm talking unshakable promises, and the significant reasons needed in order to give all thanks in all things in the year 2022. And I can tell you, honestly, it's been very difficult with my situation, which I wish I could go into, which will eventually turn into a testimonial that we will share. But right now, at the present time, I'm keeping things kind of under wraps. Marching on my biblical notes that I have for y'all tonight. As difficulties pile on, it can be easy to look around and see nothing good, if you think about it. Sinking into despair, perpetual anger, and an inability to feel gratitude. But see, friends, the Bible does not pretend there is no suffering. With the book of Ecclesiastes, acknowledged there will be A time to kill, a time to break down, a time to weep, and what a time to mourn. Highlight Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's just two little verses on that, verses 3 and 4. So in order to be thankful at all times, it is important to have sources of joy. A friend of mine used to tell me, never let anybody steal your joy. I claim that in the name of the Lord, especially this year that I have gone through. Never let, I'm telling you from CA, never let anyone ever steal your joy that God has given you. Because you know what? It's inside of your soul. Now, something to always be grateful for and reminders to turn to those sources of joy and good things when times are hard. So here's a question for you to think. Why should be the Christian unlimited source of joy? Or what should be the Christian's unlimited source of joy? To get through loss and suffering and chaotic times. We're all going to get there at one point. You're either going to be suffering loss, you're going to suffer, you're going to go through chaotic times. Now, I can tell you this year, I have gone through what? Chaotic times. But God has won the battle. Satan will not ever win the battle. God's won the battle. Praise God. Amen. It would need to be something permanent and unchanging. In fact, Jesus prayed to his Father, but now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. In fact, highlight the book of John, chapter 17 and verse 13. He wants those who love him to have his joy and to be thankful for those things that bring joy. Jesus had joy. He did, CA? Yeah, he did. Jesus had joy when a sinner repented and became saved. Notate that chapter of Luke, chapter 15. Also, when the Father's will is done, book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 20 and 24. When thinking about eternity together, wow, forever and ever. The book of John, chapter 16, verses 20 and 22 on that. The Bible also encourages believers to be thankful for what? Jesus' everlasting words. Highlight John, chapter 17, verse 3. God's unchanging nature. Psalms 102, verse 27. Salvation through Jesus' death and resurrection. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and verse 57. The eternal home in heaven. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. Ultimately, the Bible encouraged believers to focus on eternal things. It is important to thank God for the earthly blessings, but in order to always be thankful, there must be things to thank God for that do not rust, decay, or disappear. In fact, the way to always give thanks is to remember to thank God for his eternal gifts and promises. When the Bible says to give thanks in all things, it asks people to give thanks for blessings, both visible and invisible. When he blesses, thank him, and thank him for the things unseen in which Christians place their hope. Of course, the verse, if you think about it, does not mean that every single second of every day Christians should be muttering, "Thank you, Lord," under the breath. Instead, it encourages us in attitude, an adjustment, and a refocusing of our priorities. You see, friends, thanking God for blessings through praise and prayer is the first step. And the second is turning away from earthly wants, desires, and focusing on the future promises that will matter forever. And that the guarantee by the Word of God, so there is always something to be thankful for, even if current circumstances are difficult. We should always remember that. In fact, if you go back to the book of Apostle Paul, wrote in the epistle containing the recommendations to be thankful to the church at Thessalonica, a Greek city in which the Gentile believers who had questions about their new faith. One of the persistence questions, as we well remember, was about the rapture, the moment when the Lord returns to take his church to heaven before the tribulation, and what would happen. Well, the first the first 11 verses of that chapter that you all should remember. And we all remember, right? I'm sorry, I lost my notes here on that. Sorry, guys, hang on. First 11 verses of that chapter 5. There we go. Chapter 5 focuses on this moment where Paul encourages them to live diligently waiting on the Lord, but not to give up on everything and wait around for it. Instead, they are to live for God, obeying His commandments and the commission out of love. The rest of the chapter and the continuation of this encouragement about living a Christian life, his audience was eager to meet their Savior face to face, and y'all remember, earnestly speculated about his swift return. Remember when Paul wanted them to look forward to that return, but that living for Christ should be the priority. In fact, that should be the priority in your life, is living for Christ. Parts of living for God, according to the passage, includes encouragement to those who are weak, to work hard, to love and respect one another, to reject evil. In the middle of Paul also told them to rejoice and be thankful that no matter what came their way. Because these people were so eager to see Jesus, it was easily to look around at the broken world, which we do live in, guys, today, and be ungrateful for what God gave them in the light of the glory and the joy of being their Lord and Savior. Being encouraged to rejoice and give thanks for God's blessings is one of the ways Paul wanted them to live for God. The Apostle Paul focused on thanksgiving in several of his letters. In fact, to the churches of Central Asia, that at the end of the letter, Paul gave the Ephesians guys similar advice as he did in Thessalonians. And do not get drunk with wine, for the debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making the melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Please highlight Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 18 to 21. See, Paul is not only the only contributor to the Bible. There are so many who encourages the attitude of thankfulness rooted in, of course, God's blessing and his internal promises. King David was a man who experienced the highs and the lows of the world. You know, he started as the youngest brother of a lowly shepherd and became the hero of his people. Haunted by his king, then made himself king. Remember he had that affair and lost a baby. Also remember he was the oldest son to turn against him. His oldest son did turn against him. And that son had to die for David and return to the throne. Even during the lowest points of his life, David's Psalms are full of praise and thanksgiving. He declared, this is what he declared in the book of Psalms, chapter 107 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. David could have thanked God for the good things in his life that he had had, and for God's eternal love and goodness when he had nothing. We've all been there, haven't we? That's some examples. But let me tell you, count your blessings. What, CA? Yeah, count your blessings. This piece of advice can seem stench, but it can also be effective, making a list of the past, the present, and the future mercies and the gifts that the Lord will remind you of how generous He is. Making a list of putting post-it notes around your house can be visible reminders of giving thanks. Secondly, I want to remind you, reflect on how God has redeemed your troubles in your past. Oh, I can share many of this year is what He's done to redeem the troubles that CA was going through and the challenges that I was facing. God always takes the bad things that happen and uses them for what? And I claim this in the name of the Lord, for our good and His glory, making us more Christ-like in the possess. This is very important. Y'all know this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is a good example. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. Also, give back to others in a meaningful way. one of the focus ways to help people, and I remember, is going, like, you know, maybe your churches or whatever, now that we're getting out of COVID times, is going to visit these lonely people that are at these nursing home and retirement centers. Going to go visit them that are confined in. You would be surprised. Not very many people see them. And they would greatly appreciate that. I did that for 7 years. Spend some time reading about heaven, you know. Let me give you some scripture references. It would help you. Book of Revelations, we studied that. Chapters 21 and 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 and 21. The good book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 24. And Matthew chapter 13. Okay? So that will give you some helps that you need to kind of get you through these challenges of today. Now, what I want to do is I want to, before I play this song, and it's a very popular song that you guys are going to love as I'm sitting here drinking my coffee, Hostess coffee, by the way. As most of y'all know, I haven't been on the air very much. Some of y'all may have seen my video, and you're probably like, well, what's happened to CA? Well, I had to step back from the mic, because sometimes when you get overflowed and you got a lot of challenges and your faith is being tested, you know. My faith was tested this year by one of my family members who I love very much with all of my heart. I love all of them. This is in my family, my immediate family. Okay. But my faith got tested, and God came through every step of the way, and He continues. And I do ask for your continual prayer. Eventually we will get back to normal programming. But what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for helping my family member that went through a lot. It's a private matter, but it darn near took everything out of me, because I love this particular person so much with all of my heart. And God had His hand on this particular family member. You see, prayer partners like you guys, when I send out prayer requests, you come through. I feel your prayers. Brothers and sisters in Christ teaming up as one team, working together for the purpose to succeed for the Lord. To step up to the plate and say, I'm going to pray for my brother. I'm going to pray for my sister. I'm going to pray for them in times of need. We all need each other, guys. We live in a crazy world. So what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for this journey that I've been on, that I continue to go on. It's actually getting better. But I'm thankful for God, number one, because God delivers. And you know what? He doesn't deliver because He wants to deliver. He is an on-time God. And I'm going to tell you something. My faith through this has been bigger than a mustard seed. I remember one person had told me, I don't know if I've got the faith. If you got faith, as you well know, as small as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. But I'm going to tell you something. God has been so good. And He has blessed me beyond. In times where I thought, oh man, this is over, God said, no, it's not. So what we're going to do right now in closeout. Oh, let me finish on what I'm thankful for. I'm also thankful for family. I'm thankful for my prayer partners. I'm thankful for you guys that are radio listeners that listen to me on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, your texts, your Facebook instant messengers. Hey, how you doing? Why take this off and on radio break? It's hard, because my heart is in doing this, is to reach the world the best I can. Just like Billy Graham reached the world, I reached the world on my podcast, because I'm all over the map. But you know what? God still reigns on the throne, and He reminds me, you don't worry, I've got this. And I want to thank you all for your continual patience, and continue to pray for me, because I sure need it, me and my family member. Okay. I love each and every one of you. So what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for God overcoming the grave, and he is alive and well. And he's my Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I tell you guys, I don't honestly think I could make it without him. And I know you couldn't either as a body of believers. Times where I just said, God, I've prayed so much, but my prayer partners are right there to pick me up. I thank you guys very much. I love each and every one of you. Some of you I won't even get to meet until I see you up in heaven. But you know what? I thank you. I thank you for loving and caring about me and my radio station. And iHeart's been really great too as well. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. So I'm thankful. And I'm thankful that my family member is doing better every day. But we still continue to pray for my family member and for me. Okay, we sure need it, and we feel it, and thank you. Okay, that being said, I've got a song that I'm going to play in close out, and I know you're going to love it, and it's a new one, and it's a popular one, and you know what I'm talking about, God is in this story, with Big Daddy Weave and Katie Nicole, and Big Daddy Weave, here we go. Beautiful song. You know, Katie Nicole, I should say. Awesome singer, guys. That song I just fell in love with. And it's the truth. If you listen to it closely, you'll hear that God is in the story. And he is. And things have not changed. He is still writing your story. So please don't give up on God and know that God is always with you and he loves you so much. You know what I mean? So please remember that. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed What Does It Really Mean to Give Thanks in All Things and in Everything. And I hope you enjoyed my testimony. I hope you enjoyed the deacon. I'm getting ready to saddle up. I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1. Yes, I'm back in Faith Studio 1. Beautiful downtown Fort Worth this evening, special evening edition, here at iHeartRadio Studio, again in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, up top tower. Let's say a quick prayer, Let's say a prayer. Here we go. Trying to get back in the rhythm. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be at the ones that are hurt, the ones that are in need. I just pray. We know that you can do it all, and we give all of our hope in you, faith, hope, and trust in you. We love you so much. Forgive us of all of our many sins, for we love you in Christ's name. Amen. All right, guys. CA on iHeartRadio signing off. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.